Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Greg Hill Show,
live from Red Sox spring training in Fort Myers, Florida,
is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewards.
Screwball peanut butter whiskey.
And Howe's lubricator.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show brought to you by Subaru of New England.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. Tricky.
Tricky.
Tricky.
I met this little... Well, we're back here at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, Florida. Day three of our spring training live broadcast. And Ken, I know what you're doing because Daryl, who called the show yesterday, is back on the phone this morning. And I know your suspicions and perhaps ours. Hello, Daryl.
Run DMC!
So, Daryl, yesterday you called the show. I don't remember what topic did you call about yesterday? I don't remember. Oh, it was about Snoop Dogg's apology, right?
Yeah.
And so you mentioned that you were a hip-hop artist, but you didn't identify who you were. And so there was all kinds of speculation going on. So is it safe to assume that Ken chose the right song in order to introduce you to the program this morning?
I actually caught the tail end of it because as I was on my way towards New York City, I didn't you guys were kind of like going out, fading out on me.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of I call a little bit of it, but I couldn't get you guys fully.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not Daryl Mack.
Okay.
That's the answer. I'm not Daryl Mack, but you may have heard some of my music. You know, we did a lot of things.
Do you have a hit song? I mean, do you have
nationwide? We went out of the country quite a few times.
Really.
How about this? How about I just, cause a lot of people, they know about us and there's some people that don't, we didn't have any smash hits because of the, in Germany we did, but,
So you're like David Hasselhoff.
Yeah. You're like the Hoff. Yeah. You're big in Germany.
Yeah. Well, what it was just that, you know, when you have management, you know, they don't, work as hard as they should.
That's always the case. I mean, same thing around here. Management holding us back. You know how that goes.
What I will do, I'll send some music into you, and then you edit it a little bit, and you tell me what you think. And if you think it's well enough, maybe some people might know who we are.
Okay. What are you calling about this? What are you calling about this morning?
I'm close to New York City, so I hear a lot of things before you guys even. Get it, which I've already heard. Have you heard the Antonio Brown's latest interview?
Yes. What did you think as an artist? What did you think of his freestyle abilities?
Oh, no. No. It was pretty. I guess the audience has to hear it. They can judge for themselves.
Yeah, we have time. We'll play some now. We have some now. So AB showed up on a New York radio station yesterday, Ken, correct?
Yeah, Hot 97, yeah.
Okay. He did talk a little bit about the Patriots. We could take a listen to what Antonio Brown said yesterday.
You want the Patriots or you want the freestyle rap first?
No, we'll get to the freestyle after. I want to start with the Patriots.
Okay.
Do you blame New England for moving on when they did?
That's their loss. They couldn't throw the ball. They should have kept the kids so they could, you heard? They could get the ball out. They couldn't never throw the ball.
Did you and Brady keep a relationship after everything?
That's personal.
But was that a tease, though, to be there for a second and think you could be a part of something great and then it ends?
Nah, they didn't want to see me get off. They didn't want to see me be great. They rather let me go than be great.
But they had to want you, AB. Why would Belichick bring you in if he didn't want you? Brady loved you. Brady offered for you to live in his house.
I'm a grown man. I got my own house.
I hear you. But I mean, my point is I thought they did want you. And I'm no Patriots fan, but I thought they wanted you there. And I thought the noise got so loud.
I want them to need me there, man. Wanted and need is like two different things. You know, I want a lot of things, but I don't need it, so.
He doesn't need it.
I don't need it.
He's a great interview.
Very compelling.
He really is great.
When's that Sean Kingston track dropping?
Articulate, very articulate.
Excellent.
My gosh. Jeez. It's very. I understand why people are so conflicted about Antonio Brown because there
conflicted.
Is
conflicted. What do you mean?
Because there's only one person. His name's Jermaine Wiggins. Everybody else.
No, I know Keith. Keith felt the same way, and there are some Pats. Many Pats fans. I'd say the majority of them. No need to go to a poll. Thank you, Stiz. The majority of them are happy that he was gone and that they rid themselves of the virus that was Antonio Brown last season. Because the guy is a nonstop headache and distraction. But there was no denying the talent. Every one of us decided it was okay to compromise our morals and values a little. Little bit during that Miami game because they look pretty good.
Well, you honestly could ask a lot of people about whether they would have preferred what happened with Antonio Brown and the Patriots, or they would have preferred that the Patriots were able to go farther in the playoffs, and there's a percentage that would have chosen going farther in the playoffs.
Well, he just made some news there. He said that wasn't Belichick, it was over his head. I mean, we all presumed that it was Kraft who interceded, but that's what he just said. It was not Belichick's decision to release him.
Well, I'm not surprised by that.
No, but Belichick, you know, that's sort of part of this, is Kraft, is he going to exert his sort of muscle over the Brady negotiations? He did in that case and got rid of Antonio Brown.
I mean, the most interesting thing about the whole entire AB saga is that Tom Brady has stayed relatively supportive on social media.
Mm-hmm. Make you wonder, Greg, do you think this is just a little, since we can't, there's no conjecture that isn't welcome in the wide world of Brady Watch. Do you think we would be going down this road if AB stayed all season long? Would there have been a willingness maybe to try to get something done sooner if they were more offensively prolific, had a better record, better seeding in the playoffs?
Well, the better question for me would be, if AB had stayed all year long, would he have been able to avoid the bag of D's incident and other incidents that happened?
Probably not.
If he had been, you don't think so?
No. Eventually, no. At first, maybe. At some point, I think he would have just gotten off that distraction path and started causing problems.
So if the Patriots hadn't gone away from him, you think the same thing would have happened? I don't
know. Not the same thing, but he was here for a week and he was texting perceived threatening text messages to a woman who he had owed money to. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a bizarre, psychotic behavior from a person. Like, he is
the bag of dicks. The dicks here. Every time you see the dicks, you pull out the bag of dicks.
As someone who had some time with a mental illness experience, this guy shows all the signs of someone who needs serious psychiatric evaluations.
Now, he did address yesterday the perfect hit. I believe when he was. You want to take a listen to that?
If you play the game long enough, like, you're gonna get your ass kicked. Like, you're gonna get hit. Like, you're gonna lose a play. You're gonna lose a matchup. That's a part of the game. Like, you can't make no excuses from me about issues if I got hit, man. It's a part of the game. Like, you're gonna get hit. A lot of guys got concussed. That's a part of the game. That's a part of what we sign up for.
Did you feel different after that hit, though? Was it different in any way?
I mean, anytime you get hit, it's not a good thing, but. For the most part, man, I'm back to my senses. I'm all right. The hit was just a bump in the road. You play the game, you're going to get hit, but there's no effects from that hit. Like.
Back to his senses. Mm-hmm. He seems like he is.
Yes.
Sounds reasonable.
I'm sure he's like able to diagnose himself. Like, yeah, no, I'm fine. I can say with much certainty 25 years down the road, I won't have any issues thanks to one of the most vicious hits people ever saw in football.
But that could be one of the biggest sort of moments in this dynasty, because if Antonio Brown were able to really keep it on the rails and play well, this Patriots season could have ended in a Super Bowl. That's the type of difference maker he was.
Fish, you want a bag of dicks?
You may be right, where you may be looking at right now a Tom Brady with a completely different attitude.
Absolutely. And the whole organization's trajectory would have changed, because you win another Super Bowl, you have this, or you get to a Super Bowl, you have another deep playoff run, you have Antonio Brown back, you have Brady back, and you have this still one more year of going for the same thing.
That's why I asked that, because I feel like if they made that run with him and they were able to keep him, you know, psychologically corralled long enough to be prolific on the field, then maybe they would have said, you know what, guys, either Brady retires after winning 7, or they both sign deals to stay team-friendly because they want to get after it again because they saw how good they were.
But was the league gonna allow him to continue to play? Well, I mean, that's the other issue.
Who knows? But it does explain why Belichick and Brady were willing to tolerate so much nonsense, because they recognized, when we all didn't, I said that they don't need him. Look what they did against the Steelers. They don't need Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
They recognized the desperate need for a wide receiver with his skill set, for what it would mean to this team, and that's why they were so willing to defend almost all of his actions.
He also addressed yesterday, this is Antonio Brown, on a New York radio station, addressed the potential for playing in the XFL.
Would you play for the XFL? No, I'm too swaggy for the XFL. Oh. Too swaggy for the XFL?
Too swaggy for the XFL?
Yeah, why would
you mean
I,
the bag's not big enough from the XFL? Yeah,
why would I do that?
Oh, too swaggy.
Why would I do that?
I'm too swaggy for the XFL.
Nick says he's too swaggy for the oddballs.
Sorry, Gilroy. I'm too swaggy for Saturday radio, bud. That's insane. Of course, go out there. And it, like, they would, Vince McMahon is actually, I believe, stated last year through the XFL's account that they didn't want people like him in the first place. As much of an attraction as he would be for their gate and for their TV ratings.
You don't think
ratings,
they want him?
I don't think they do.
Come on.
No, look, they may have been trying to play the moral high ground card when they said, like, this league won't have derelicts, this league won't have any criminals, that we're going to try to, you know, rise above and have a different caliber of human playing football. At this point, would they? Probably, but I'm just regurgitating what they said last year.
Well, do they know that he's back to his senses?
Right.
What senses?
I mean, they ought to be able to determine that since he's back to his senses, everything.
For the most part, man, I'm back to my senses. I'm all right.
For the most part.
All right, and then he gave a shot at freestyle while he was on yesterday. Let's take a listen to that.
I like that.
Okay. AB Hot 97.
I just came home from the NO. Shorty at the crib is a ghetto. Knocking at my door, you're the front though. Had to let it in, it's a ghetto. Hey, I just came home from the left chick.
Why you grill him? Don't grill him like that.
Ain't nothing for free, man. I can give you a little. Oh, I can't give it all.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Earth.
Tell him
the year 2020.
What do you rank that? You're good at ranking things, Nick.
Oh, yeah. Top five freestyles I've heard this week, for sure. It's actually resident social media expert Stanley Stiz Grimy Bruno, aspiring rapper as we know him.
Oh, yeah.
What did you give that, Stiz?
You get what you pay for.
Oh, man. That was something else. Was Antonio Brown saying he wouldn't give more up because that's all you get? You get what you pay for?
Yes.
You got to be kidding.
You get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do anything for free.
Oh.
Was that better than Eminem on the Oscars on Sunday night?
Did we ever find out why they decided to just bring out a 16-year-old performance? Why was Eminem on the Oscars Sunday? Just like, hey, here's a
because
song.
Because he's brilliant?
Here's a song that was cool 16 years ago.
But it was a soundtrack song.
Cool. Is Christopher Cross going to come out and do When You Get Lost Between the Moon and New York City next year?
Oh, Arthur, great movie.
A fantastic movie. Engine room, where the hell is my drink?
The reason why Eminem did it was because when he won it for 8 Mile, he never performed. So he wanted to, quote unquote, make up for it.
Oh, he did?
Oh.
I don't know why this year, but that's the reasoning he gave. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyway, Antonio Brown is now available. We should hire him to do like weekends or something here with Nick.
How about Mutt and Brown?
Ooh, I think a better show, Mark James and Brown.
God,
he can replace extra sauce.
I bring all the sauce.
Coming up this morning from Fort Myers, we'll be joined in about an hour by Jackie Bradley Jr., JBJ at 8, right?
Roughly 8 o'clock this morning.
8 o'clock this morning. But right now, it is time for What is Trending.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Well, it's time for Brady Watch on WEEI, and it's brought to you by Northeast Electrical. We are powered by difference. Visit needco.com. Would you say Fourier went national with this his latest Tom Brady take? And
yeah, but why is he backing it down?
Well, that's my question.
What's the deal here? I don't understand this.
Great question. And here's his, he put out like an Instagram video to alert the country that this was just opinion and not fact. Here's a little bit of Fourier.
For everybody out there that's using that opinion as fact or cutting it and only playing 10 seconds of the sound, please go back and look at the tape or listen to the tape. And it's actually 99.6%. It's not even 100%. I leave myself some wiggle room just in case I'm wrong. But again, this is purely my opinion. I have not been influenced. I have not talked to anybody. I did not source any material. I didn't call anybody.
I mean, that's weak.
Beep, 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 beep.
I mean, wasn't he stating it as if he had some sort of an inside source or something?
And once it's out there, who cares? Just take it. I mean, I don't understand what the problem is with this.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, was he having fun? I think he was having fun.
He was
right?
having fun, but once Fox News and Colin Cowherd and every national show in the country is talking about it, just embrace it, because guess what? He's probably going to leave anyway, and then he'll look like a brilliant guy.
Now, Fitzy retweeted the Bleacher Report Matt Miller story yesterday. Do you buy into this, Fitzy, in any sense? I don't know Matt Miller. He says the feeling around the NFL is that Brady will re-sign with the Patriots and get help. Two names that have come up are Hunter Henry and A.J. Green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those would be about the biggest pieces of firepower that they could afford given their salary cap limitations. Green would cost 10 maybe, and Hunter Henry probably about an average annual salary of $8 million a year. So I don't know. I mean, is this all just – is everyone going to stay away? Even though we keep reading, Greg, they're going to have these lavish packages and presentations ready for him. Our team's going to just go through the motions thinking, like, there's no way we're going to be able to get Brady because he's staying in New England.
I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. That's the fun of it. Nobody knows.
The weird thing yesterday, though, in terms of the – speaking of OMF, Glenn, who's pretty connected with Bill, now is pretty much saying that Brady's going to stay, that that's the most likely thing, citing the cap issues. So every day it goes from he's gone to he's back. It doesn't really
– yeah. All right, anything else, Ken?
Well, big night for Jason Tatum, 39 points. Big win for the Celtics. They lost to Houston but bounced back to beat the Clippers in double overtime. Now, the Clips were without Patrick Beverley and Paul George left in the second quarter. But the Seas were without Jaylen Brown, too, and that's an impressive 141-133 win. And they announced during the game they're going to retire Kevin Garnett's number 5 next year. Here's Kemba Walker talking about that afterwards.
Oh, that's well-deserved. I can't wait for that, actually. That's going to be super cool. He's going to get so much love. He's one of the best all time.
So Kemba says well-deserved. Nick says they're watering down the process by retiring KG's number.
I like Curtis's suggestion. Paint a giant mural inside Boston Garden 2.0 that says anything is possible. Attribute the quote to Garnett, and he is remembered and memorialized the right way.
And John Heyman will go.
Yeah, well, I mean, but don't you give, you know, when it comes to passion, when it comes to revitalizing the Celtics, don't you give him any credit for that? I mean, does that warrant his number going up to the rafters?
I mean, Pierce said when making that little introduction last night, Kevin, where would I be without you? So, you know, the Celtics are saying if Pierce is going to give him his stamp and he's going to put his mark down for him, then we all should as well.
But the Red Sox don't win the World Series without Keith Foulke. He was unbelievable in 2004.
Should have been the MVP of that
World
Series.
Should have been the MVP of the World Series. Do you retire Keith Foulke's number because they don't win the World Series without him? I mean, you don't do that.
You can't do it based on one title.
You're not winning 2007 without Mike Lowell. They gave him the victory lap contract. Does he get retired?
No. Yeah. All right.
And just real quick, John Heyman reports Kevin Pillar and the Red Sox are in agreement. One-year deal, $4.25 million. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Up in it.
Just because it comes up on the show, you don't have to do it, Ken. That is the talented Christopher Cross, and that's the Christopher Cross with the double C's, not the double K's.
Correct. We're not jumping.
Right.
God, do I love that song?
Yeah, you do.
Oh yeah, that was the first album my dad bought me.
Well, it's crazy, but it's true.
Because my dad took a 7-year-old me to see Arthur.
Of course he did.
He used to love to take me to see inappropriate movies.
Oh, that explains so much.
Doesn't it, really?
So
frankly?
Much.
Oh no, that's one of the great songs. Are you kidding me? We owned all the Christopher Cross on vinyl. Back in the day?
Yeah. Well, Ride Like the Wind is a pretty good tune.
Excellent tune.
I would
pretty
say.
Pretty good?
Sailing, not my favorite, but Ride Like the Wind is
good. It's too bad you don't like the greatest song ever written.
NSYNC's version is far superior. I stand by that.
By the way, Curtis, countless of those listening to this program suggesting that your comparison with regard to KG's number being retired is the most ridiculous comparison ever made in sports.
What, Keith Folk?
Yes.
How is that? What are you talking about? People are saying they wouldn't have won without him.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox don't win the most important championship. All due respect to the Patriots, all due respect to the Celtics and the Bruins. The most important championship in my lifetime was the 04 Red Sox. They do not win that championship without Keith Folk. So people saying that Paul Pierce needed Kevin Garnett to win his title are basically saying the same thing.
Well, the texter says that KG was averaging 22-10 in the playoffs, playing 38 minutes a game, and you got a guy who is coming in and pitching a couple innings when it comes to closing.
Couple innings.
So David Ortiz hits one home run, or Mark Bellhorn hits one home run. I mean, it's a different game. It's totally, you can't compare that.
Manny had no business getting MVP of the 2004 World Series compared to Keith Folk. The guy pitched his arm off. He was never the same after that.
By the way, Ortiz reminds me, you were talking about how the Red Sox, how they have their requirements for retirement. I don't think they have their requirements for retiring numbers anymore because Ortiz is not in the Hall of Fame. So I think the Red Sox have done away with that, don't you think?
Right, but Ortiz is one of those special occasions. I mean, the man literally like stepped out after they were swept by the Indians, tearfully waved goodbye to everybody, and you could virtually see the 34 up in right field already. Yeah,
they named a street after him already. I mean,
you know what, Greg, to the point of KG, though, you could say, okay, well, what about Ray Allen? He was here for five of those years, then decides to depart from Miami and takes that $3-for-$9 million deal for the Heat. Okay, what it is, and you can read it all here in this tweet from the Celtics last night. They put a little highlight reel of KG up, and it says, energy and intensity unmatched. And it's because of what he brought on the court as well as off the court and the way that he charged up the fans, charged up the city. Ray Allen, talking about how important somebody was in a championship run. Remember the game they were down by like 24 to the Lakers? Who led that comeback? Ray Allen shot his ass off. He was lights out in that game.
But he was just as
integral to them winning.
But remind me, Ray Allen, not necessarily a likable guy when it came to his teammates. Is that accurate? Or
right.
At least the other
he and Rondo,
the other
yeah.
two.
Ray Allen.
No, I know Ron. Nobody liked Rondo.
No, they butted heads all the time.
But wasn't there also an issue with KG and Paul Pierce with Ray Allen? Or no?
after they ended, they did not like him going to the Heat. That was the issue there. I don't think there was an issue on the roster with him.
Okay. Let's see. Retiring 781 text. Retiring Garnett's number is 100% necessary. You can't compare the two, Curtis. Apples and orange. Apples and oranges, baseball and basketball. But I don't know. I mean, is KG a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Do you think the Timberwolves should retire his number?
Sure.
Okay.
That's where he spent the majority of his career. This has nothing to do with his ability as a player. He is a first ballot lock Hall of Famer, in my opinion. He's one of the best players I've seen. This is to do with what he did with the Celtics and how we've cheapened what is necessary to get a number retired.
So should every Hall of Famer have their number retired by their team?
Yeah.
Okay. But in this case, you don't think it should be the Celtics. You think it should be the Timberwolves.
Right. Memorialize the greatest quote of that era with the anything is possible, put it on the wall, and give him the attribution for it, and then move on.
What about Eddie House's number?
Oh, yeah. I would retire Scal's number. I think he's great on the radio.
I will not attend another Celtics game until we get a Leon Poe statue in front of the Garden.
Well, I mean, I think that if you look at what those guys did when it comes to the Celtics, they completely changed the direction of the franchise. I mean, if you remember, the draft was didn't go the way the Celtics thought it was going to go.
Of course.
And then all of a sudden, they're able to get the big three here, and you're looking at a title. I mean, I think that when it comes to the heart, people say, oh, yeah, KG gave it all every night. He was grinding every single night. The guy deserves to have his number retired.
I think that they have a point, but I just think it's weak and it's cheapened when you bring it up for a guy like that. But July 31st, 2007 was the day that the Celtics traded for Garnett, got Ray Allen, and the Red Sox traded for Eric Gagne. A very historic day.
And Kevin McHale, who's already had his number retired, should have a second number retired, or should have like a business suit retired to the rafters for helping Danny Ainge pull off that trade.
This texter is suggesting a comparison of Curtis's father supporting him versus Fitzy's father buying him the Christopher Cross album.
You can learn a lot from that.
My dad's wallet has been retired.
I don't think there's any comparison there. However, when it comes to parking tickets, you're probably going to have to pay based on how much money your dad gives you.
My dad is never coming back to Boston. He is staying in Jupiter after that gets implemented.
By the way, speaking of the text line, you will not believe how many people are texting in support of this parking proposal in the city. Yeah.
They're using Obama phones.
These are people that don't want to pay parking fines because they're like, oh, I'm going to double park here too long, and I don't care that I'm in a resident-only spot.
I don't know.
I want to know why. If you've chimed in, I haven't taken a look at the text line, but I'm curious to know, for the people that are in support of this, what is your reasoning? And don't tell me parking fees are too expensive, blah, blah, blah. Why should it be adjusted for your income?
They're saying that you really can't comment on it if you make a certain amount of money because you don't understand how onerous the parking tickets are. So that essentially their approach is that it's not fair.
You have to make other accommodations. Like there are rules in place and regulations, and I know they're not great in a lot of areas, and I know a lot of people work in areas that it's tough to find parking, but come on.
if you missed my lead this morning, it is about the proposal from the newly elected Boston City Councilor, Julia Mejia, who we've asked to come on the show. I don't know that she'll be able to make it before 10 o'clock.
Curtis. Yes.
However,
her schedule prevents her from joining you.
She is proposing that parking fines should be based on the income of the offender, based on how much you make.
Absurd.
Based on how much you make, which is ridiculous.
But the thing is that this is the class warfare that is going to be happening between now and next November. We're going to see this with Bernie in the general election, and you're going to see it locally with things like this that are idiotic but will be widely supported from people who hate those that have more money than them.
Well, I guess if we're going to do this, we should just do it when it comes to commerce.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So anytime you want to buy something, like you want to buy a new flat screen, you pay more based on what your income is.
Right. Last night you would have had to pay $52 for the two meatballs, whereas I could have paid six.
Yeah, make an adjustment for tolls. You can pay 6 cents to go through the Ted Williams Tunnel if you're under a certain income bracket, and $50 a day if you're over.
But isn't, in essence, that the way life works? Because, like, I'll go to I can afford an Aldi, so I go and I get the cheaper groceries. But, Greg, you know, aren't those people supposed to go shop at, like, double Whole Foods or any place else?
There's no parking choice, though, when it comes to, you know, findable spots in the city. It's not like you can say, well, I'm going to park in the... What are we going to have? Spots that are like, hey, if you overstay and don't pay the meter in this one, it's only $25. But if you park in this spot because you're rich, it's $50.
Yeah, but I tried to drive my broken down Honda CRV into the Whole Foods lot and they laughed me out of there.
Well, that's your fault.
Here's a text that says, I don't think they should be. Hold on. The text machine is going crazy here. I don't think they should be adjusted down for low income, but they should go up for high income.
What? That's ridiculous.
Because the rich guy in the Benz doesn't care about the $30 fine, so he just double parks everywhere.
That's the issue.
Good idea.
Yep.
Ken, that's a good idea.
Well, that's true. That's a fact. Rich people don't care.
I hate to break it to you. The rich guy in the Benz is valeting. Okay? He's paying for the valet. He's not parking on this. He's not circling the block. People that have, well, except for Greg because he's cheap, but people that have the money to do so don't bother to circle the block 50 times from Newbury Street to Boylston Street. They throw it in a lot and they pay $60.
Here you go. 781 text. The fine is intended to change behavior. If you're so rich that you don't care about the fine, then it's not working. There are, I hate to break it to you, there are people that are double parking or parking in a space when the meter expires who aren't rich.
Right.
People do it everywhere.
Of course. Right.
I mean, it's done everywhere. This isn't, and by the way, the government's job is not to change your behavior. Your behavior is your behavior. They're not supposed to fine you and tax you into changing behaviors that they don't like.
But is there any doubt that Curtis violates parking laws more than the average person because his dad can pay for the tickets? I mean,
yeah,
there's
but he's
no
a
doubt.
Dickhead. That's because he's a dick.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
So wait a minute. This begs the question: if we scale the parking fines down for those who are in a lower income bracket, how does that become a deterrent for them not to park there? Because
right.
then
no,
it's cheaper.
They should
and
keep
then,
it.
Then everybody's going to do it, right?
Right.
They should keep the standard. But I agree with that texture. If you're rich, if your income's high, then jack up the fine for those people.
No, get out of here.
Boy.
Here's a texter who says this is the exact same way that property tax works. So if
property tax is a percentage of the total property price. Like it's not. If you have a higher property value, you don't pay a greater percentage in property tax.
I would say that the rich people should be able to park wherever the hell they damn well please because they pay far more to the government to clean the streets than the poor people do.
How about also
not Jeff Bezos.
Insurance rates and excise tax, Greg? If you're someone of opulence or affluence, you have a nicer car, you're going to pay more taxes up front that way, correct?
Work hard. Pay for everybody else.
I'm Medica.
Thank you, Bernie.
Could you imagine texting and agreeing with this, thinking that it's
well,
logical?
There are people who do, Curtis. I mean, I'm sorry. There are people that disagree with you.
It's idiotic.
It's asinine.
Good word. People have differing opinions in this country.
And with the money that we save by making sure that everybody who has lots of money and parks illegally, then we will be able to send everyone to college for free, which is what we will do, and we will make sure no Republicans ever are able to park anywhere again.
Right. We could buy everybody a Range Rover so that they could park their car in the nicest parking spaces.
Bright, shiny object over there. Do not pay attention to the fact that I myself have made millions by talking like this forever.
I'm Bernie Sanders. I approve this message.
Yeah, good.
How are they going to figure it out? This texter says that they should just base it on the kind of car you're driving. So they don't have to worry about figuring out what your income is. If you're driving a nice car, then you get the more expensive ticket. If you got a beater, then just give you the $20, $30
ticket.
Well,
that's stupid. What about people that are car poor?
If you drive a Chevy Malibu, we will give you $5 for parking in the wrong spot. If you drive a Range Rover, you owe us $250.
I think that the nicer the car, the more likely they slap the ticket on it. I think that's already going on right now.
You think there's bias?
If they see a Chevelle, they're not going to put it there. They see an Audi, they throw it on.
A Chevelle? Wow, where's beautiful. A Chevelle?
All right. Coming up, Chevette. We're going to get to the news, and then we will be joined here at JetBlue Park by Jackie Bradley Jr. coming up at 8.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Greg Hill Show.
Live from Red Sox spring training in Fort Myers, Florida.
He's brought to you by Arbella Insurance.
And by your New England Honda dealers, featuring the award-winning Honda CR-V.
It's time for
Marnin.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, formerly the Northeast Men's Clinic.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Fake news.
Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com or call 617-793-5000.
Let's update what's going on with the dreaded coronavirus,
well,
shall we?
I'm not afraid of the corona anymore. I'm more afraid of the asteroid, which is going to come very close to Earth tomorrow. I think they say it's going to hit Earth right during the Oddballs radio broadcast.
Haven't the people suffered enough? Mm-hmm.
Imagine if that was the last thing you heard, was Nick's Saturday show. Can you imagine?
Could you imagine if it went on during Nick's lead?
Now people would be like, yes, take us.
But what NASA's saying, we're going to be okay. Like for a while, they thought we might be goners. But now they're saying that that it's going to miss us by about 3 million miles.
Isn't that crazy to think that that's what's considered close?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
3 million miles.
3 million miles. But it would devastate the Earth. I mean, how long until... We go up in a puff of smoke and it's all over. We don't have to worry about the corona or anything else. Mm-hmm. But yeah, all right. So corona, yeah. Update.
63,000 plus people worldwide have been infected. Many of them in mainland China. I believe we have 15 confirmed cases here in the United States. The numbers jumped. The new case number jumped tenfold in one day. Part of the reason for that is because they've changed the diagnostic criteria. And
you mean part of the reason is because China was covering up how many people actually had it.
Exactly.
China!
They are saying that the government is now taking into account cases diagnosed in clinical settings like CT scans and whatnot, and not just those confirmed with the specialized testing kits, which, by the way, they've run out of.
Oh, they ran out of the testing kits, so they don't know who has it.
We don't know. We know nothing.
World panic. Complete world panic.
Complete global panic everywhere. So they say that the actual number of cases is likely much higher than 63,000 just because of the way in which they are and are not diagnosing the cases.
I think I'm just going to extend my trip and stay here, and I might not come back.
All right.
Many will be happy if I don't come back.
I could do the show from here.
I don't even.
ISDN.
If it's the end of days, I think I want it to be in Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah. It's already the end of days.
Go out in a blaze of glory with some barbecue shrimp and pinchers.
But Greg, yesterday you mentioned this might be weaponized. That this was initially planned to be a biological warfare.
Part of the 100-year plan, Curtis.
I mean, it really has to be that way. I feel like after seeing this, they're totally lying about how many people are infected by it, how it happened. You know, it seems a little too fishy.
I don't know. It's kind of conspiracy nut jobby to believe that it was an attempt to have biological warfare. But I mean, because I mean, it's not spreading around the world. If it was a biological weapon, wouldn't China, they would want it to be spreading around the world quicker.
Yeah, they would.
No, but this was something that it infected their own people. That this was not the intended consequence of what happened.
Right.
They didn't think it through.
It's like when you smoke your own stash or whatever.
Right.
Is that they didn't want to.
This is not the intention.
That was not what they were intending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't it seem though like something like this could come from an experiment gone awry, as opposed to somebody just eating like soup and then getting sick?
Yes.
I mean, that's where it started, and we all bought into it. Like, oh yeah, they'll throw anything into a broth over there.
Yeah.
Like, all right, but
I don't know. But if you're eating like a broth made of a bat. I feel like that's more likely than
Robert, get me the bat broth.
No, but I mean, I feel like you shouldn't be, asking for trouble.
Yeah.
You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything.
Yeah.
Is that anything like the bone broth? Like, is that the next thing the health coaches are going to get on? They're going to be like, so guys, this is a highly, highly requested video. So many of you were DMing me yesterday after I posted a story with my bat broth. And I want to let you guys know that I'm going to put up a post on YouTube showing you how to make it.
I mean, it's kind of terrifying what they're doing over there. Well, like, if you buy the videos that you see where they're welding doors shut at apartment complexes because people have it, I mean that's the joy of living in a communist nation.
Yeah.
But you notice when the conspiracy theories start to appear, one of them is that people aren't protesting in Hong Kong anymore, and that
interesting.
Yes. And that this could be a form of government control.
Yes.
One place you're not going to hear a lot of coronavirus talk, NBA All-Star Weekend in Chicago. I don't think the NBA player is going to be weighing in on what's going on in China.
I also don't know how effective the welding shut of the doors is, given that now they think that it's traveling through plumbing pipes in apartment buildings.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. There was a case where there was one person in an apartment building in China that was sick on the first floor, and then a person on the 10th floor got it, and they think that because of an exposed pipe in one of the apartments, the virus was able to travel.
Yeah. Well, the lesson here is make sure you bring your bat soup to a full boil.
Yeah.
Full bat soup boil order in effect in Wuhan now.
Yes.
Speaking of the precautionary side of this, did you see this moron in Michigan who doesn't know how banks work and thought that it would be a good idea to refuse to take her coronavirus mask off when she went to the bank?
No, but why is she a moron?
You can't walk into a bank with a mask on.
Why?
Because that's an immediate... What do you think? They're going to be like, oh, this person's not going to rob us. It's just coronavirus.
What did they do? Call the cops?
They called the police right away. The woman, she doesn't have like a traditional surgical mask either. It's a black lower face mask with like teeth on it, like a Halloween style thing.
Oh, it wasn't a Greg Hill show?
It was not.
Logoed?
Not a branded mask. No.
Corona protective mask?
No. So her name is Amanda Ullman, and she lives in Dearborn, Michigan, and she gets sick from time to time, so she's wants to protect herself, of course, like everyone else does. But she walked into the bank with this mask on, and I think any reasonable person might be like, this could be an issue. So they called police. She got upset about it. The bank has since apologized. They said, we regret any inconvenience that was caused, but we have some sound from Amanda.
She jumps on the phone after she pushes this button, which I assume is the panic button. And I hear this giant locking sound. KeyBank cannot get away with treating customers this way. You cannot lock your customers in a bank. All I want to do is protect myself with a mask and I'm a criminal.
Yes, yes. You can't go into a bank with a mask on. What year is this?
Well, she's
this woman
to,
not see the town?
She's panicked over the coronavirus.
That's great,
cut
but you know what?
Cut the lady some slack.
Pull the mask down real quick. I mean, first of all, whatever she's wearing isn't going to protect her from anything anyway. So it's not the right kind of mask. Get out of here with this privilege. I'm a criminal. Yeah, you walked into a bank with a mask on. Any reasonable bank employee would think you're going to rob them. Get out of here, Amanda. I can't.
What about Nick's sunglasses? Is he allowed to wear those his Crocs? Is he allowed to wear those? Is he allowed to wear
those? We can hear him
into?
Coming a mile away. Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Like guy wears a pair of colored sunglasses, and all of a sudden you're a complete freak show, huh?
Well, I mean, that's the rule.
We said this last night, but the highlight of the vacation or the work trip has been Nick meandering across the parking lot
of the Capitol Grill.
Of the Capitol Grill.
I wish we had video.
Oh, it was a meander skip.
It was a sideways.
With a tomahawk size steak stain on his pants.
Oh, yeah.
Walking around.
Well, it was the sauce. Yeah. The
See? That's what extra sauce will do to you. Could have just left me alone to have my normal New York strip. Had to recommend the Kona sauce upgrade. It was awesome.
You look like you had a 30 mile per hour wind gust coming in from your right side.
I felt it. I felt it. Did you? I got it out of me. I got my yayas out.
Did you drop the whole New York strip in your lap during dinner?
I got the Kona sauce on my hand, allegedly. Went for the napkin, which was on my right leg.
Yes.
The napkin had fallen, and I treated my pants like a napkin.
All right.
And I have four distinct, the worst part is, after cleaning the pants, there are four distinct fingerprints on my pants that I can't get out, which would be just the perfect wipe.
Yeah. Aww. Well, that's why it's a good idea not to start the dinner with a Manhattan, then have a martini, then have three IPAs, and follow it up with some kind of a wine.
A Super Tuscan.
There's a Super Tuscan and two cabs.
Jeez, apparently you don't work out at Planet Fitness because you are a judgment zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Gosh. Thanks, Dad.
There's a controversy in Hawaii after a Catholic middle school director who used IVF to get pregnant was fired because she's not married.
I saw this on the news. They actually had a baby shower for her at the school.
Yep.
And then they fired her the next day when they realized that she didn't have she wasn't married, right? She didn't have a husband.
She didn't have a husband, and she went through IVF.
I mean, what year is this? The lady can't go out and have a baby?
Catholic, though. It's a Catholic school. What do you expect? I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but what do you expect? That's their principle. Come on.
What business is it of theirs that she wants to have a baby without a the
they want you to represent the values they teach
using traditional style,
right?
What business is it? Are they prying into everybody's personal lives in every other way, shape, or form about
probably
whether
not.
they're doing any sinning or not? Or
this is
or,
just obvious.
That seems ridiculous to me. What else?
There's a woman who was on a first date. Today's Valentine's Day. Happy Hallmark holiday, everyone. And there was a woman who was on a first date who got in trouble. She was the getaway driver, unwitting getaway driver for a would-be bank robber.
She went on a first date with the guy.
It's a local story from Mass. It happened in Attleboro Falls. Happened in 2016. 40-year-old woman named Shelby Sampson matched with a guy, Christopher Castillo, on a dating app. He's 33 years old. And he lived about a half hour away, so we asked her to pick him up from his parents' house. And that wasn't a red flag for her. So she's like, all right, no problem. We'll go along and do this. He drank wine in the passenger seat while they were driving.
Yeah.
Then he asked her to stop at a bank, and she figured he needed to get some cash just drove away with him because she didn't want to get hurt. But when she saw the police, she pulled over. He was earlier this week sentenced to 5 years in prison. She was not charged, thankfully.
So she's not going to be charged.
Not charged.
All right, that's
good.
She's probably not going to go on a second date with
Correct.
The dude, I would guess.
No.
All right. At some point this morning, by the way, I do have that reservation tonight at the Capitol Grill in Boston.
Nice.
If you didn't make a reservation, I'm going to give that to you.
That's awesome.
Since I'm going to extend my vacation.
Aww.
So I'm going to
you're canceling our date at the Capitol Grill tonight in Boston? That's rude.
I'm going to do that. But coming up next, joining us here at JetBlue Park, it is Jackie Bradley Jr. So we'll get to JBJ coming up next here on The Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.